Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Never close the door on a chain. I mean, we, we'll always listen, and we have, but we like our group as it stands.
Now, back to the morning roast with Vonte and Shasky.
All right, real quick, let's get to Antonio in Oakland. His thoughts on Slick Rick. What up, Antonio? Long time no talk. What's up, baby?
Man, I'm pretty good. It was a very surprising pick. I think the Chiefs traded up in front of us because they thought we were going to get the guy they got. But this guy, he can run routes, man. He can do a lot of versatile things, man. So, and he's already an old rookie. He'll be 24 by the time the season starts. So he's kind of like Trace Jackson Davis-esque a little bit in that regard. But I think, man, I do want him to learn from Debo and Ayuk for a season or so. And, you know, I don't want to trade those guys, just like you said. Because those guys are pros, man. Like, then they can teach him some more tricks of the trade. So, like I said, this pick is good, man. He got some return ability, too. And that's the area we struggled in, you know. So, hey, I like the pick.
There it is. There it is. Antonio, he loves to pick. Ricky
Spadoni,
Pearsall.
Say what you just said
in my
ear.
No. Don't do that. Ricky Pearsall, don't do that.
Saying Antonio in Oakland just loves every single player in the history of Bay Area sports, and I love it.
He's a positive fan.
He's
positive.
He's the one.
Yeah, he doesn't think negative like you, Joe Shasky.
What are you talking about?
Just wanted to rile you up. You got something. What are you talking about? Positivity. That's what fandom's about, right? Benjamin Albright. Does he feel positive about Bo Nix being number 12 overall?
We'll
get to
God.
That. KOA Radio in Colorado on main man, Big Ben, the master roaster. What's happening, Big Ben?
Hey, man, you guys know I love you like Kyle Shanahan loves white skill position players. Congratulations on drafting Yak Harlow there. I'm looking forward to seeing how he works out.
Hey, Yak Harlow, he might be in play, though. Like, I'm not going to lie. When they drafted him yesterday, Ben, I said, my daughter was in the room. She's only three. I let out a couple of F-bombs. I was like, what the heck? And you had the Texas guy up there, Mitchell. But then you start listening to C.J. Stroud, Steve Smith. We just had Herm Edwards on. And I wore myself up to it as long as Ayuk and Debo are part of the equation. Would you have Ricky Pearsall at on your big board?
I had it pretty high. I really like him a lot. And I'll tell you what, like he's a great football player, but he's more athlete than football player right now. And if you really want to get an idea of what he brings to the table, don't watch the tape on him in football. Go watch the basketball videos of this dude playing. He is a phenomenal athlete. So you're going to have a lot of fun watching him out there on the field showcasing that athleticism.
Well, maybe the Warriors could use him. I mean, jeez. I'm Bonte Hill, and we got Pretty Ricky coming on the postgame show.
We got Slick Rick, Ricky Purcell. Hey, talk about your athletic ability. 42-inch vertical.
What's going on? Like, you're tapped in on all these things. I mean, nobody has better insight than you. There's a lot of rhetoric just locally. Ayuk. I mean, these are the reporters that are covering the team on a daily basis. Ayuk on the block. They're fielding calls. And then all of a sudden yesterday, Debo's on the block. What's real? What's not? What do you think is happening right now?
What I think is happening is they want to get cheaper in the wide receiver room, and that's an economic reality in the NFL. You just, it's difficult to field a quality team while while paying two receivers, you know, at a high level. It can be done, but it's difficult to do. And so if you're going to do that, you need to explore all your options. Is this the best move for the football team? Can we maybe recoup some draft capital, get a little cheaper here, spread the money somewhere else? We got to prepare for a Brock Purdy contract coming up a couple of years. So it's going to be, it's one of those situations where you're just trying to get the lay of the land and get your options. And teams have been calling. You know, the Steelers called about Ayuk and Debo. I mean, you've had the Jags call, the Colts call. You've had teams calling about it. So it's incumbent on you as a team to, do the best business decisions for your team that you can. You got to take those calls. You got to listen to them. And if the right offer is there, you got to take it.
Is the league higher on Ayuk than Debo? Because Debo's so unique in the way that he plays the game of football as opposed to Ayuk. What is the league higher on? Like Pittsburgh, for example. Were they higher on Ayuk or Debo?
Well, see, it's funny you mentioned them because I would say they're the one team that's on Debo. Mm. I know they called about Ayuk, but Arthur Smith with Debo, with that kind of Cordarrelle Patterson, that hybrid running back, wide receiver role that they can move him out to the slot and everything else, it kind of creates that for him. Brandon Ayuk would be the higher rated receiver by most teams. He's just a better receiver overall. I would say Debo's a better athlete, and I would say Ayuk is a better receiver.
So given the amount of dead money if they were to move Debo, do you think he's likely to get traded today?
I don't know that either's likely to get traded today. I just think the Niners are exploring the options. I think they're listening to everything and kind of, get the pulse and the lay of the land. And that's what responsible general managers do. I mean, at the end of the day, it doesn't cost you anything to take phone calls. It doesn't cost you anything to listen. And then you sort of know where the lay of the land is. And then, as you get through the off season and you see teams maybe have some injuries or some other things happen, all of a sudden you're like, well, you know what? Maybe we can leverage this to our advantage for the next draft. So I think right now it's more exploratory. If I doubt anything gets done today. I know the Patriots, and all that kind of stuff. I doubt anything gets done today, though.
Wow. Yeah, I would love to see them keep Ayuk, Debo, and bring in Slick Rick and have them learn from them. I think that three-wide set would be nasty. Juwan Jennings obviously is a factor in this equation. You still have Kittle and McCaffrey. Why not add more playmakers instead of subtracting one? And you could maybe hold off on the financials until next year, especially when it comes to Debo. Now, you got to pay Ayuk right away. There's you're not getting around that, but maybe if you want to move off of Debo, you could do that next year. Overall, Benjamin, what's your overall thoughts on the draft? 14 offensive players taken with the first 14 picks. That's an NFL record. Six quarterbacks going to top 12. That hasn't happened since 1983. What's your overall thoughts on the first round and how it played out yesterday?
Well, definitely offensive heavy. Teams that wanted defensive players certainly kind of lucked out as they had a ball to them. Look at the Eagles. Have a guy that they were going to trade up for fall in their lap and not give up draft capital. So the NFC again, side eye on the Eagles and shaking their heads. But the league is thirsty for quarterbacks, and teams love overdrafting quarterbacks more than Mike Silver loves Hugh Jackson. So, I think that at the end of the day, you're always going to see guys get pushed up. You're going to see guys get pushed up maybe more than they should. I know the panics thing shocked everybody. I mean, here in Denver, it shocked that they did not see that coming. They did not see it coming. So, I think end of the day, we have to prepare for the future being quarterbacks are just going to be overdrafted and teams will talk themselves into a belief in a guy. And, you hope it works out for them. But statistically, doesn't matter how many quarterbacks are drafted in the first, statistically, two of them are going to work out and the rest are going to bust.
You've been in this industry a long time. And I just want to know, if we're being fully transparent, do you believe, because I have this hypothesis, this is going to sound insane, that certain people are used because they want to write anything they hear. Certain reporters, certain sources or whatever are used to put stuff out into the ethos to be able to create misdirection. Whether we're going to, hey, we want them to think we're trading this guy, but we're really going to draft that guy and keep everyone off the scent. How often does that happen?
It happens quite often. Teams are trying for any edge or advantage they have. And, as somebody who's working in the industry, you got to kind of work those relationships as best you can. You got to try to learn to parse the difference, and you have to make it known that, hey, you make me look bad, then there's no relation. You're not getting anything out of me going forward. So you have to provide value in an effort to keep them providing value to you. I know one of the national guys, one of the main national guys who was on TV, last night, all that kind of stuff. We had a conversation this morning, and, he was talking about that. He was talking about Sean Payton straight came and told him, we would trade Pat Sertan to go up and get J.J. McCarthy. J.J. McCarthy was QB5 on their board. They weren't even trying. That was not even a thing. All this kind of stuff. And I mean, he admitted it after, but he came up and told that guy that. And that guy didn't run it on the air, but he could have. you know, and so that was one of those things that, like, you kind of have to learn to parse the difference and look at this stuff. Teams will lie to reporters. They will do it. They'll lie to the fans.
Yeah, we feel like there's a reporter out here in the Bay Area who's getting run around, and he's tweeting things nonstop about this guy. Kind of can't read his stuff here. So Bo Nix falls into Denver, and you were all over it because we all follow you on Twitter. And you were all over Bo Nix. Why did Sean Payton and the Denver Broncos fall in love with Bo Nix? Because we have different opinions on Bo Nix on whether or not he could be elite at the next level. Why were the Broncos so high on Bo Nix and obviously selecting him 12 overall?
Well, first of all, that coded message wasn't my most clever work. Somebody caught me this year. I've coded the draft pick every year for like the last 6 years, and somebody finally caught me this year, so I had to fess up. But about 5 hours before the draft. But why were they on Nix? I talked to Dan Lanning, the head coach at Oregon, there. I don't know, 4 or 5 days ago, and he said Bo's a supercomputer. You know, he's going to remember everything you throw at him. Doesn't matter what you throw at him, he's going to remember it. The question is, you know, him going out there and executing it, all that kind of stuff. And, you know, he wasn't asked to do certain things at Oregon, but that doesn't necessarily mean he can't do it.
Right.
I think they went up there and they said, you know, look, this guy's got a ton of starts, 61 starts in college football, which is a record. He's got a ton of experience. He comes in here. He's a no-nonsense football guy. He's already married. I mean, he's 24 years old. He's already married, you know, all that kind of stuff. We don't have to worry about any of the off-field. He's got the brain to be able to handle it. He's got the tools. Now, can we turn him into what it is that we need to turn him into? And, you know, I think they can. I think he compares more favorably to a like a Derek Carr than anything else, but, you know, that's not necessarily a bad thing. You know, Sean Payton with Derek Carr could probably win you some playoff games. So, you know, at the end of the day, I think that, you know, I don't know that he's going to be a game breaker. He's never going to go toe to toe with Mahomes as a top quarterback in the league, but will he be a starter in this league for, you know, for 8 years? Sure.
Yeah, Benjamin, my particular opinion, I've hated Sean Payton for a long time. I think he's the Doc Rivers of the NFL. He won a championship a millennium ago, and he's been feasting off it ever since, and I find him to be insufferable. He's trying to rewrite history, too, with like, oh, you know, we were going to take Patrick Mahomes right after the...
Oh, my God,
like, dog,
yes.
you didn't do it. Like, am I wrong?
Yeah. No, you're absolutely right. And to be fair, I feel the same way about him. You know, at the end of the day, I think he's a good coach. I don't think he's a great one. He got dragged to one Super Bowl by a top five Hall of Fame quarterback, and then he quit on his team after he ran up the credit card in 2021 to the point where, you know, they couldn't get a replacement for him, and the credit card was maxed out. And, you know, I think he's a good coach, but I think he's a John Fox of offense. You know, he's a guy who's good enough to get you there, but he's not gonna do much more than it. So, and I think there is revision. I know there's revisionist history with the Mahomes stuff, but which everybody does, because I remember, like, I believe it or not, that was one I was dead on. I mean, I loved Mahomes. I was like, this guy, he could be the next Favre, which I was underselling at that point. And I remember everybody who loved Mahomes and didn't back then, you know, and how that has changed now. That's not to say I made mistakes. I was all over Paxton Lynch, and that guy was a bum. But right. You know, at the end of the day, I think the revisionist stuff on Mahomes, they need to leave that alone, because there's so many people that know better.
No doubt. Even with John Lynch, like, hey, we're at Mahomes Pro Day. And I told Kyle, hey, look. This guy, we may want to rewrite our draft board. Like, yeah, probably just better left unsaid.
Say that.
Yeah, let's not do that there. Who's the best available here in round number two? Is round two, what are we going to see happen here? There's some good names on the board here as we start round two today, 4 o'clock West Coast time.
Yeah, I think there's some interesting names out there. I mean, you've got the huge tackle out of Houston, Patrick Paul. You've got Cooper DeJean. I expect DeJean to wind up in Washington. We'll see if that works out. You get the wide receiver at Oregon, Troy Franklin. Yep. I think he's going to the Bills. We'll see. Joe Brady recruited him back when he was in high school. Of course, the offensive coordinator at the Bills. So we'll see if that works out. You know, there's one guy that's slipping right now. People keep asking me questions about that. Adonai Mitchell.
Yeah, what's up?
I think he's going to keep slipping. He's a diabetic, and he doesn't exactly manage that very well. And I think teams are concerned about that. So I think you'll see him continue to slip a little bit.
Wow.
I'd love to get him late second round.
We've got some doctors out here in the Bay Area to help him out. We'll get some 24-hour treatment for him.
If you had to get
insulin, we're good.
If you had, like, based off the intel that you've gotten, if you had to guess a little here, quiet day for the Niners? You think they're wheeling and dealing? Because I wanted to see them walk away with three or four players first, second, and third round. And I don't know. I don't know what they're going to do here. I thought they'd be a little more active.
Yeah, I mean, I think they've got some targets that are their guys. I think that's what they're going to be doing. You see a little bit of movement, but I don't know about the volume of guys, strictly because they just don't have the open roster space. So, you know, if you're burning picks on taking a bunch of guys that you know aren't going to make the squad, what are you doing to begin with? I think you'll see some moves. They'll have a concentrated group of guys they like, and then I think you'll see them try to move some picks into next year and keep the capital rolling forward.
Benjamin, keep up the great work,
yeah,
man.
Great
always love
stuff.
Following you, man. You're always good to us here on the Morning Roast, man. KOA Radio in Colorado, Benjamin Albright, plugged in on all things NFL, Broncos, it doesn't matter. He's plugged in. Ben, have a good weekend, man. Enjoy the rest of the draft.
You guys as well.
Absolutely. Benjamin Albright, man. He's really tapped in and really good, and I love how he always takes his little shot at the silver medalist. And so it's always fun. It's always good.
It's always a fun game.
I'll never forget.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular-season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.